Over his political career, Democratic Senate nominee Phil Bredesen has developed a reputation for working with Republicans. If elected to the U.S. Senate, the former Tennessee governor says he'd continue to look for ways to compromise, even on hot-button topics like immigration. Bredesen recently sat down with WPLN Sergio Martinez Beltran to talk about some of the big issues from the race.
As the campaign draws to a close, Bredesen's Republican opponent, Congressman Marsha Blackburn, has been attacking him frequently over immigration, including his skepticism toward President Trump's proposed border wall. But the former Tennessee governor says he believes border security is important.
You know, when I was governor, we were one of the very first, I want to say first or second state, to actually send National Guard troops down when we were asked to help support border control in the Arizona area. And I went down with them. And so I think that's exactly right. I've never thought much of the wall, but it's because I think it's a kind of a 1950 idea about how to control the border when there's just vastly more effective and quicker to deploy things now we have with electronic sensors and drones and all the kinds of technology that you can deploy.
If you get elected in November, though, you might, you know, eventually have to vote on a compromise bill,
sure.
One that tries to save DACA and fix the program, and one that would, you know, be allocating money to fund that wall, mm-hmm. President Trump's wall. So would you be voting for that?
I mean, if there's a compromise bill coming up, I'm going to do what I always did. I mean, I made as governor and as mayor a lot of compromises to get something done. I mean, I've met a lot of these DACA kids. I mean, they're as American as the next person. And just, you know, in many of these cases, and they got no more connection to Guatemala or Mexico or something than I do. And I'd hate to be, somebody be threatening to deport me to a country where I didn't speak the language and had no connections or anything like that. I think the DACA thing is a really clean issue that any person of good, of good faith could see their way to dealing with that issue and helping stabilize these kids and then get on to talk about some of the tougher issues.
Now let's talk about gun control.
Sure.
If you become senator, what will you specifically do to address this issue?
First of all, you really ought to have universal background checks, close up that gun show loophole. And I can't imagine a reasonable person finding that offensive. Second of all, I think the background check process needs to be properly organized and funded. It is often slow in performing these checks, and there's an automatic issuance of the permit if the check is not done in time. And then third of all, I believe there ought to be a judicially moderated process by which somebody who certainly appears to be temperamentally or psychologically not equipped to exercise this particular right responsibly, that there's some effective way of removing guns from their control and preventing them from getting new ones.
I also asked Bredesen about a case in which one of his aides in the governor's office was accused of sexual harassment. Republicans allege that Bredesen tried to sweep it under the rug, including by shredding documents.
How do you think you would handle those allegations now?
I think they were handled exactly right then, and I think I would handle them exactly the same way now. We had an incident when a man who worked for me harassed or assaulted, is probably a more correct word, a woman. I found out about it the next day, talked to both him and the woman involved. It had to be within 24 hours, determined to my satisfaction that he had done something, and he was gone immediately. The way in which my opponent has sort of perverted that into something totally different is, it's outrageous. This is a serious issue and should not be weaponized in that way, and certainly shouldn't be lied about in the way that's happened.
That was Senate candidate Phil Bredesen speaking to WPLN. We've also extended numerous invitations to Bredesen's opponent, Republican Congressman Marsha Blackburn, to be interviewed. Her campaign has not responded. You can hear a profile of Blackburn, as well as of Bredesen, by visiting WPLN.org/elections2018.